Now, the top of the hour on the Progressive Voices channel on TuneIn presents the Green News Report.
You know, I've been in Dubai many times when it rains and things do not go well, but this was on a different scale.
Astonishing, historic deluge inundates Dubai. Climate impacts will cost global economy about $38 trillion a year by 2050, new study estimates. Plus,
today we're making it clear that no job should be a death sentence.
Biden administration cracks down on toxic silica dust to protect workers' lungs.
All of those crackdowns and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
You may remember my predecessor promised infrastructure week after week after week for 4 years and never built a damn thing. Yeah. Nothing. Nothing.
Well, I don't know about that. Seems like he built 4 pretty good criminal cases against himself. Give him credit, Joe Biden. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, before you get to the news, even though it is always Earth Day around here at the Green News Report, got another Earth Day coming up.
Yes, we do, on April 22nd. So please check out local events to celebrate the only planet in the universe known to support life.
Good idea. What else you got for us today?
Well, Dubai in the United Arab Emirates this week was the newest victim of historic rains and floods, demonstrating again how existing infrastructure is not designed to withstand more frequent extreme weather events that are becoming more severe due to man-made climate change. Slow-moving storms dumped as much as 10 inches of rain in 24 hours, more than 2 years' worth of rain in a single day, the worst ever in Dubai in 75 years of record keeping.
In Dubai, the desert.
Yes.
10 inches of rain.
In one day.
Oh, it's all going very well.
The fast rising floods shut down the city and the world's second busiest airports. Officials and experts say cloud seeding was not a factor and could not have generated the record deluge.
Are some people claiming that this was man-made somehow?
Yes, they were, but it's not.
Okay.
The unseasonal rain bombs also swept across the Arabian Peninsula, killing at least 100 people across Oman, Pakistan, and deeply impoverished Afghanistan. The floods also destroyed crops, killed livestock, and destroyed or damaged hundreds of homes. Last week in the United States, New Orleans was similarly inundated by torrential rains of as much as 8 inches in just a few hours.
8 inches? In just a couple of hours?
Yes.
Okay.
Extreme rainfall events are becoming more common due to human-caused global warming because a warmer atmosphere holds more moisture. In the UK, officials warn of potential food shortages and price spikes because extreme rains have decimated crop yields and prevented farmers in some parts from even planting crops like potatoes, wheat, and vegetables during the key spring season. A new study warns that climate change will inflict global economic losses to the tune of about $38 trillion a year.
Trillion?
Yes.
A year?
By 2049, as extreme weather destroys infrastructure and hammers agricultural yields and labor productivity. The study, published in the journal Nature this week, projects that rising loss and damage from more frequent weather disasters will slash overall global income by nearly 20% over the next 25 years. Losses will hit everywhere, but developing countries will suffer the most. However, the researchers say that speeding up the transition away from fossil fuels could reduce those losses over the long term. And it would be far cheaper. They estimate the cost of transitioning to clean energy is 1/6 the cost of economic damages from climate change. In better news,
it couldn't be worse.
Here in the U.S., the Federal Mine Safety and Health Administration finalized new rules to significantly limit workers' exposure to toxic silica dust. Silica dust is a carcinogen that threatens miners across numerous sectors like coal and metals, causing incurable diseases like lung cancer and silicosis and kidney diseases, even among young miners. Biden Labor Secretary Julie Hsu said the new rules protocols strengthen respiratory protection standards against all workplace airborne hazards and will save lives.
We estimate that this final rule is going to save more than 1,000 lives and prevent severe illnesses for thousands more.
And finally, the Department of Energy has finalized new energy efficiency standards for the most common types of light bulbs, continuing the Biden administration's efforts to save consumers money on their utility bills. The new standards are required by law and backed by manufacturers. They more than double the required efficiency of common bulbs.
Oh, Fox News is going to be mad. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.brandblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
Please help Progressive Voices support the Green News Report by stopping by bradblog.com/donate.